Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about China potentially launching their own cryptocurrency, and we'll talk about Facebook reversing the cryptocurrency advertisement ban. But let's jump right into this first news story. We are talking about the bank in China, the People's Bank of China, the PBOC. They are filing, they have been filing for different patents in the past, I think around 40 patents so far, and they all are part of an aim to create a digital currency combining the core features of cryptocurrency and the existing monetary system. Now, quite interestingly, China has been always on the kind of verge, if you will, when it comes to cryptocurrencies. They have always been kind of very strict, be it against exchanges, be it against mining, yet still a lot of the Bitcoin miners are kind of centralized in Chinese cities. But at the same time, they want to now introduce their own cryptocurrency, or at least they have given in their patents regarding that. Now, first of all, creating patents and filing patents doesn't necessarily mean that you will use those patents. I think Apple, Tesla, and all of these different technology companies have hundreds, if not thousands, of patents that they will probably never use. And you file a patent, first of all, in order to kind of secure your way of intellectual property, obviously, to say this idea was mine or is mine and I will keep it. Maybe I'll use it, maybe I won't. But at the same time, most patents that get filed, at least in this area, I think are more patents to kind of as a precursor or information for what is to come in this case. Now, if you don't know about China or China's, I think it's breadcrumb system it's called. China is currently, or certain cities in China are currently trying out quite an interesting system, quite controversial in the Western society. It is using cameras, bus cards, public transport cards, invoice payments, and all of these things. So everyone in China, or in these specific cities, I'm not sure whether it's already in the entirety of China, but I think it's only specific to certain cities, has kind of an online profile that the government actually sees. So if you're paying your bills late, that gets noted in your profile. If you're using public transport without a subscription, that gets noted in your profile. Now, in reverse, if you're doing positive things, that gets also noted kind of in your profile. And that in return helps you, for example, to get credit or to get maybe even advantages when it comes to apartment hunting and so on and so forth. So this is kind of building these different profiles on all these citizens of China. And if you think about what is happening there, and if you think about a cryptocurrency or a digital currency, it kind of fits into the picture. So on one side, you have all these profiles being created, and on the other side, you have a cryptocurrency, or let's say a digital currency, where you have a blockchain element, where you can see certain transactions of these people. And if you combine the two, it will be quite a powerful tool to both control and see what the citizens are up to. So you can, at the same time, while you're seeing that they have been late in paying their invoices, that they have, let's say, used this cryptocurrency. It could very well be that in the beginning, China will give certain discounts to use that cryptocurrency in order to really make it used. What is also interesting, and that comes also from a different perspective, is WeChat, the chat application in China, is everywhere. So everyone is using WeChat to kind of use, be it to Uber, to order a taxi or an Uber, to order food, to pay for their bills, to do a reservation, to pay for street food. All of these things are all connected with WeChat. And at the same time, you have something like a digital currency or a cryptocurrency, and the combination of all of these things, and all of these things being very state close, so close to the government, obviously make it kind of a prime candidate in order to really be combined into each other and to build this really crazy, if you think from a certain perspective, observation tool. So you have a tool to observe, to control certain people, to issue currency to certain people for good behavior, to take away currency for bad behavior, and all of these things. So it goes a bit further than just this one step, than just China trying to issue a cryptocurrency. I do believe that the end goal of all of these things is the combination of multiple things. By controlling the currency, by controlling the system for payments, and all of these things. Now, obviously, if you're coming from a, let's say, Western perspective, this might sound like a crazy idea. And even for China or for Asian perspective, it might sound crazy. Nonetheless, I think it will have some interesting perspectives that we need to think about. One of which is definitely certain controls, control mechanisms, let's say deducting taxes automatically from using cryptocurrency, all of these things. So there are definitely some advantages to the system. However, I'm not saying it's only roses and positive things. I think there is definitely something to the system, and we have to wait and see how it develops. But don't think that the People's Bank of China is trying to issue a cryptocurrency just so that they have a cryptocurrency. Like, the goal is definitely goes even further than just the cryptocurrency. Next up, we have quite an interesting story that actually came up as soon as I uploaded the last story, or the last video, let's say. So a couple of months ago, Facebook and then Twitter and then LinkedIn and then Google and all of these big advertisement companies have stopped allowing ICOs and cryptocurrency projects to advertise on their platforms. Now, when I reported this, and when we talked about this, and when we analyzed this, one of the things I said was actually that this is just temporary, that Facebook will intentionally, or is intentionally, banning for now everything in order to go back and kind of refine the algorithms and try to understand which one of these advertisements are actually bad and are hurting people and the people of their network, and which ones are actually cool and okay. So yesterday they have actually announced that they are reversing this ban, so that ICOs, for example, are still banned, so no go on the ICOs, but cryptocurrency projects in general, be it any kind of website, let's say CoinMarketCap wants to advertise on Facebook, technically they would be allowed to do so now. However, what you have to do currently, I've checked this out, is you have to fill out a questionnaire and provide certain links and information about your product or your service and your website, and then Facebook is kind of judging you and judging whether your service can be harmful or not. Depending on that, your account will be kind of opened or closed for cryptocurrency advertisement. And if you're open for crypto advertisements, you are allowed to create advertisements, to publish advertisements on Facebook and their platforms, including Instagram and so on. Says here as well that Cointelegraph actually tried it a little bit, but they weren't really successful. So the problem is probably Facebook is getting a lot of requests right now for this. So we'll see what exactly happens. Now, different opinions came up regarding this, and some people said, well, quite bullish signal. We have A16Z crypto fund. We have Facebook reversing the crypto ad ban. We have Tether printing money again. And all of these things are kind of positive signs, and crypto will become, will go back to what it was. Then there is also another opinion, but I don't think it's actually accurate, saying that, well, a lot of people are leaving Facebook. Facebook's user numbers are declining, hence why they need to keep certain interesting topics on Facebook, so they will reintroduce cryptocurrencies. I don't think Facebook is losing a lot of users right now. I think definitely it's maybe stagnating or come to a level where it's stagnating. But at the same time, I don't believe cryptocurrency is like the driver to get people back to the platform. Even if Facebook has this problem, I don't think cryptocurrencies will solve this problem, unfortunately. Not yet, at least. Nonetheless, I'm very positive and bullish on this news, especially because it was kind of my hope, but at the same time, my thought that they will refine this as we go. Probably ICOs at one stage will also be legal again, but we will have to wait and see. They will have to refine the algorithms. I do believe that, for example, Google will also reverse that that ban on the ads. So I think we are going towards a right direction here. The market is definitely maturing. The algorithms are getting better. Hopefully the scammers are being pushed out of the market and are at least exposed in some kind of way. But it's definitely, the market is definitely maturing in a general way. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.